This is Lisa Wolf, and today I am at the Hamilton Education Program. We are at CIBC's Theater, which is a part of the Broadway in Chicago series. And this is a wonderful program where students get to come from all over the Chicagoland area. There's about 1,900 students in attendance today. And some of these kids get to perform on the stage of the theater an original piece of work that they have worked on with their school. We also have a question and answer session with part of the cast members. And then this afternoon, we have the wonderful experience of seeing Hamilton. So I am going to talk right now with a wonderful performer. Her name is Victoria Hadrick from Pike High School. It's great to meet you.
It's nice to meet you, too.
So you had the experience of performing on the stage. Tell me what it felt like to perform on the stage of the CIBC Theater here, 18 West Monroe Street.
Well, it was very nerve-wracking because I've never performed for a crowd that big, but it was amazing because being on the same stage as like the cast of Hamilton and knowing like, oh my gosh, this is where it like all begins. It was just amazing.
You did an amazing job. Where did you find the confidence and the bravery to get up on the stage in front of not just your peers from your school, but all of these schools in attendance today?
My mom, she was a big inspiration, and she pushed me. She would make me stay up late at night and memorize and make sure that I knew it. Like, I was saying it in my sleep at that point. Like, she would make me practice, even if I didn't want to. And she was, like, dressing me this morning, woke up early to do my hair, and just woke me up at, like, 4:30, and was just like, you ready? It's going to be awesome. You're going to be amazing. Let's go over one last time and help me with warm-ups. And she was just so much of a help for me.
Moms are amazing that way. I love to hear that it was your mom. Tell me a little bit about what you did in school to prepare you and the research you did to prepare you for this show and what you learned about Alexander Hamilton.
Well, me specifically, I was looking at the book that they gave us, and I saw the topics, and some popped out to me, but then some didn't. But the one that popped out to me the most that I said, ooh, I should do research for that one, was the Patrick Henry, Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death. I said, oh, I could put a nice spin on that one. So I went to my history teacher, I got a textbook, and I read the whole chapter for for that whole era. And then I Googled his speech, and I read his speech like over and over, and I was like, this has something good. This is really good. And from there, like, inspiration just hit, and I wrote it.
You are amazing. You are so well-spoken and so mature for your age. And I love that we are able to combine history with an appreciation for the art. So congratulations. And of course, I know we both look forward to seeing the show this afternoon.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Now I am with Sadie Soto. She is from Lincoln Park High School. And she also just performed on the stage of the CIBC Theater. This is also part of the Hamilton Education Program, which is part of the Broadway in Chicago series here. And we are so thrilled not only to have the opportunity to see the show, but also to have a question and answer session with the cast and see some of the performances by children in area high schools who represent their schools. Sadie, congratulations. You did an amazing job. Tell me a little bit about what you did on the stage just a few minutes ago.
So I did a spoken word on slavery because we were supposed to do something about the founding era. And I think when we talk about the founding era, we do a lot about our presidents, and we do a lot about the history, but we don't do about the people who were marginalized at the time, the slaves. And so I did a poem from the perspective of a slave because I think it's important to get that perspective out.
So did you actually study Alexander Hamilton and the Founding Fathers prior to coming here today as part of your curriculum in school?
We have, actually. We went a whole unit about him, and we had known we were going to go to the musical, so like it made studying Alexander Hamilton a whole nother level of amazingness. It was awesome.
Well, you haven't seen the show yet, but when you do, it's going to be a whole other level. Oh, you've seen it?
Yes.
So this is your second time?
Yes, yeah.
You are a lucky girl. One more question. Tell me how you got to be the chosen one from your school to perform and represent Lincoln Park High School.
Well, I wrote a great poem.
Yeah, but yes, you did. I'm sure there are other kids that wrote great poems. Why you?
Well, to get chosen, we had to send in a video of us performing the poem, and I did the most emotional thing I could possibly do, performed it as amazing as I could, and I think the perspective from the slave point of view, I think it really helped get it picked.
Well, you did a great job. I was excited for you. Congratulations, and I know we all look forward to seeing and experiencing Hamilton one more time.
Yes, thank you.
Great to meet you.